You might have missed this, or you might have seen it a couple of months ago. Scotland became a world leader in passing a bill to make period products fee-free for all that need it. Maybe some of those experiencing some financial stress. A bill was passed in Parliament, which means sanitary and period products would be made available, not only in kind of public toilets, but things like that alight in schools and this, that, the other, which means that no one will ever go about. And not only did this highlight, and I guess drew some attention to recent conversations within Australia about subsidising the cost for period products, as they are necessary health item. I guess it kind of just informed a conversation about some potential misunderstandings on the topic. So joining the show now to discuss the importance of period health, some of these misunderstandings, or I guess just a lack of information, is gynecologist and medical director of the Jean Hales Women's Health Organisation, Dr. Elizabeth Farrell, AM. Elizabeth, how's it going? Thanks for joining the show.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers. So, I guess, how much does this bill in Scotland, although it is in Scotland, not in Australia, highlight that period products, they don't come cheaply? And I guess maybe in your profession, even with Jean Hales, have you seen this cause some real concern and headaches for some of your patients or just women, people in general?
Well, I think it's across the board, but I think that it's really to do with younger women because a lot of education is required about, you know, menstrual health and periods and girls at school. I mean, these days, even children as young as 10 are getting their periods and having to deal with changing pads and in primary school and things like that. And so it's really about opening up and making it easy and free for young women, particularly at the beginning of their menstrual life, as it were.
Do you think, as it stands currently, there's a lack of support for those who need it within Australia that struggle, I guess, whether it's the cost involved or the potential medical complications or just having that understanding, like you said, is important when it comes to their menstrual health?
I think, first of all, it's about education and educating women about their reproductive health and about having periods, about keeping, about using pads and how you use them and why you use them and when you change them and what's best for you, and about learning about how much blood is a normal loss, mm-hmm. and whether you're having heavy periods and how you deal with pain. And we don't talk about it, you know. Things like, there was an ad where there was actual blood put on a pad, and so many people complained about the ad because it had menstrual blood on it. Yet that's what we all do and lose as women for the whole of our reproductive years.
No, absolutely. It does seem to be like a little bit of a taboo within society somehow. I don't understand how that's the case. For instance, and if I can be frank with you, Elizabeth, I'm in my early to mid-20s. I am, or at least I identify as male. I've spoken to a couple of my mates, and there are just so many things through no fault of our own, or at least I suppose we haven't gone out there and done our own research or looked into it, or maybe even gone to ask the questions. But I guess we're not positioned to or to think that we should. So I can only imagine there's X amount of things that I just have absolutely no idea when it comes to menstrual health. And I grew up with an older sister and a mum, both of which work, I guess, in the medical field, and there's still such a lapse of knowledge for me. So do we just see this across the board? Is it particularly bad in, I guess, young boys, older males, I suppose, that grew up in a different time, maybe a more conservative time, or maybe even just young women that grew up in, whether it be cultural, religious influence, or maybe they've just got a family that doesn't talk about it? Is this a concern just across the board that people just have this...
Absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, I think that... menstruation has always been seen as a taboo topic, and because you as a male don't have that experience, mm-hmm. And you haven't got a concept in your head what it must be like, that's the other aspect of it. So it's always been that women keep it behind closed doors, as it were, and yet we should be out there just saying this is a normal part of biology. 50% of the population menstruate throughout their reproductive years. Some have it okay, some have it severely and have symptoms and need some help. But if you're on the breadline or you don't have a lot of money. And the cost of menstrual pads and tampons, it's not inexpensive. I mean, it is expensive. And up until recently, we had a GST on it, which is crazy. Now we need to have programs. So here in Victoria, the Premier started a program in 2019 to bring free pads and tampons into primary, secondary and secondary schools. Mm-hmm. And I think this is really important. In New Zealand, they've looked at studies where and looked at the poorest schools and made them available there. I think we need to put them into government schools. We need to put them into all schools, really, but particularly those who may be in socioeconomic areas where they're less fortunate than others.
Is it, well, to that point, I suppose, if it's getting, at least in Victoria, made available in primary, secondary schools and this, that, the other, and you had just kind of touched on the idea that there's a lack of education, what is the education like as far as you've seen, or I guess maybe you've been able to gauge from those that you speak to within your work, what is the education system like, and is it doing what's necessary, I suppose, for people to understand this? I went to Catholic school, right? So I can only speak for Catholic school, but I would hazard to guess that it might be slightly worse. I don't know what it's like in public education or, I don't know, other private schools, because in that very Catholic way, similar to how they speak about sex, they were just like, this is how it works, with absolutely no nuance, with nothing else about it. Is it like that in other schooling as well? So people just come out and just say,
I'm sure it still is in many schools. And I think that in the past, I mean, every state has its own way in which reproductive health is taught within the schools. But I think we need to be starting the reproductive health in primary schools, which I gather is happening, and being familiar with words, and that young men are familiar with words and periods and all those sorts of things as well. But it's also, it's not just about the biology, but it's about the experience. It's about teaching children and young women and men about what it's like to have a period. How do you cope with it? And how do you manage your pads? And what happens if, you know, you're in the middle of a class and you feel that your pad's overflowing and yet you don't know how to leave? Can you actually ask to be excused and go and change a pad? Now, in past days, you either had to have a pad in your bag, and that might be in a locker, or you had it tucked in your bra or up your sleeve or something like that, because you were embarrassed to actually be menstruating. Mm. And yet it's a rite of passage. That's the other aspect to it.
It's just something that happens, like you said, to 50% of the population, and for whatever reason, it is still positioned as being this embarrassing thing. So again, I never had to experience it, at least not directly, but yeah, it must be so tough. So I guess we do have to move on, unfortunately, Elizabeth, but along with Jean Hales, I went and checked it out. I did a little bit of a reading. There's a good bit of information there. But are there other resources that you maybe push people towards in your work as a gynecologist that maybe someone can check out if they, I don't know, want to know a little bit more?
Well, I think reading good websites is the important thing, and there are many good websites in Australia that have good information about menstruation and reproductive health. And the Jean Hales website has quite a lot of information on menstruation and other aspects of menstruation.
Great. Thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Elizabeth. I do appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
No, cheers. Have a good week.
Thank you. Bye.
That was gynecologist and medical director of the Jean Hales Women's Health Organisation, Dr. Elizabeth Farrell. I am discussing period health, menstrual health, some of the costs, misunderstandings and concerns surrounding it within Australia. And then I guess across the world as well, is it is something that happens to 50% of the population, and maybe there should be some more chat around it.